We are looking at Surah Al-Dhariyat, which is the 51st Surah of the Noble Quran, a Makki Surah which deals with some of the essentials of our existence in this world. There's also the warnings about those who do not comply, those who do not accept the message, then how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dealt with them in the past. After speaking about the punishment of the various nations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to mention other proofs of his oneness and that his power, that everything is under his control. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدِي وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ. The heaven, we built it with our might and we are able to do everything. Allah created a vast creation like the sky with his power. So then why is it so difficult for you to understand that he's created everything else which is far smaller than the heavens and the earth? Banaynaha bi'aydin. We built it with our might. Allah is the one. The word aydin, according to Sayyidina Ibn Abbas, means strength or power in this context. وَالْأَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا فَنِعْمَ الْمَاهِدُونَ. The earth, we spread it out. How excellent are we in spreading things forth? So the earth and the heavens are all created by Allah. And all are under the control of Allah. And when we realize that, then if you commit sin, where can you flee to gain refuge? A person were to ponder over the unique and extraordinary workmanship of Allah in the creation of the heavens and the universe, then that in itself ought to bring him to become a devoted servant of Allah. وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. And of everything we created pairs so that you may ponder. That is a male and a female. Even modern day scientists accept that the presence of the male and the female in every species. So the pair has different ways. It could refer to opposites. We've made things in opposites. Night and day. The sky and the earth. Darkness and light. Black and white. Good health and illness. Belief and unbelief. These are the various pairs that we have. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنِّي لَكُمْ مِنْهُ نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. So hasten towards Allah, I am a clear warner to you from Him. We are to hasten towards Allah. What does this mean? Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that flee from your sins and take shelter with Allah for repentance. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Warraq and Junaid Baghdadi rahimahullah said that the base self, the nafs and the devil invites man to sin. And they deceive man. Man needs to take refuge in Allah, who will protect him against the evil of the base self and one's nafs and desires. وَلَا تَجْعَلُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ إِنِّي لَكُمْ مِنْهُ نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. Do not assign to Allah any other deity. Allah is warning us. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I am a clear warner to you from Allah. Remember, the heavens, the earth, the entire universe have been created by Allah. All of which under the control of Allah. So it's the duty of man to turn away from everything and to run to Allah alone. It is a matter to be feared if we do not run to Allah. Because then it shouldn't be that Allah turns away from us. Like if man turns to someone else other than Allah, then this is also a matter to that needs to be of great concern to us. And therefore the Messenger said, I'm issuing a clear warning in this regard. كَذَلِكَ مَا أَتَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا قَالُوا سَاحِرٌ أَوْ مَجْنُونٌ. In like manner, when any messenger came to those before them, they simply said, سَاحِرٌ أَوْ مَجْنُونٌ. He's a magician or he's a madman. People uttered these words. They said this to make a mockery, to discredit the message or the messenger at that time. The question is then put forth that why is it that everyone comes with the same excuse? Atawasobi, have they bequeathed this as a legacy to one another? that they continue, the unbelievers of every era are almost unanimous in this regard, that it is as though they bequest that, you know, when a messenger comes, you simply call him a madman. That's all you have to do. They must have been making some sort of a bequest that this is common in all unbelievers, all mischief makers, all those in the past, that they say the same thing. Balum qawmun taghun. That is not the case, rather they are a transgressive people. And birds of a feather flock together. That when you are transgressive people, that's how you think. And that is the conduct that is displayed. فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ فَمَا أَنْتَ بِمَلُومٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then instructs the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, turn away from them. You can then turn away from them. فَمَا أَنْتَ بِمَلُومٍ. There is no blame on you. There is no blame on you if they do not accept your message. You've done your best. You are fulfilling your instruction. وَذَكِّرْ. And you go on reminding. So it shouldn't be that you give up reminding because they have not accepted it. You continue reminding them. فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَةً فَوَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Because a reminder is beneficial for the believers. You have to fulfill your responsibility. And for us also, you know, sometimes you're in a situation where you have family members, perhaps, where your children or even your parents, you've advised them, they haven't heeded the advice, they haven't submitted to the advice. What do you do under those circumstances? Your duty is to explain to them, to continue with your task. And whether they will accept, whether they will believe, whether they will submit, those are things that are at the disposal of Allah. Allah already knows in His eternal knowledge what will happen. You have to do your best and leave the results to Allah. And what is paramount, what is essential, and what is at the core of spreading the message is to realize what is our purpose in this world. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I created jinn, I created man solely for my worship. Their submission and worship is the intrinsic reason for creating them. From the natural creation, they've been endowed with the capacity to thread the path of worship out of their own volition. Allah has made it such that naturally we incline towards the worship of Allah. كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every child is born according to the fitrah. فَأَبَوَاهُ يُهَوِّدَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ. It is the parents of that child that then change the child. The child is born with a propensity towards guidance. The children, the parents convert and deviate the child, makes the child a Christian, a Jew, or a Majusi, a fire worshipper. What is natural to the child is the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And when Allah has created you for that, Allah doesn't want anything in this world. You know, everybody has objectives. Like they say, there's nothing like a free meal. There's nothing like a free meal. That everything, everyone has their objectives. Everyone has some sort of a hidden agenda that they want something. Everyone looks at it, what will we get out of this? When it comes to Allah, مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ رِزْقٍ. I do not want any sustenance from them. وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَيُطْعِمُونَ. Nor do I want them to feed me. Allah has created jinn and man. Allah does not need them. Allah does not require anything from them. Simply they need to submit to Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَالرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Allah, He is alone, He is the provider, the mighty and the powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has that power and might, and Allah is the one who has created man for that purpose. We need to understand that. فَإِنَّ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا ظَنُوبًا مِثْلَ ظَنُوبِ أَصْحَابِهِمْ فَلَا يَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then outlines what has been the norm in this regard. Allah says, and that verily, فَإِنَّ لِلَّنْ ظَلَمُوا. And verily, then those who are disbelievers, woe to them. That those who did wrong, deserves a share in the punishment like the share of their companions. Dhanuban means a share. So those who did wrong, they will get a share of their punishment, a bucket of their sins, like the literal translation, mithla dhanubi ashabihim, as the bucket of the friends, sins of their friends has become filled. That if the sinners do not come towards the worship of Allah, they should remember that their bucket is also filled like that of the sins of the others. It is now about to sink, their bucket. And they should therefore not hasten the punishment unnecessarily, calling, where is the punishment of Allah? Why does it not come upon us? Just as other unbelievers in the past received the share of Allah's punishment, these people will also receive their allotted share on the appropriate time and the appropriate when it is decided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the people of Makkah, they were also given their time when their punishment would come in Badr, in the time of the conquest of Makkah, at the time of the Battle of Ahzab. Those were instances where they were punished, and the punishment of the Akhirah remains for them. فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ يَوْمِهِمُ الَّذِي يُوَعَدُونَ. Destruction to the unbelievers on the day of, on which they have been promised. That refers to the day of Qiyamah. That on that day, the polytheists will receive the punishment similar to the punishment that they already receive in Badr and on other instances. So Allah ends off by warning them of the punishment that is imminent, the punishment that awaits them. And that brings us to the end of Surah Al-Dhariyat. Now just as an overview to look back at the surah starts off where Allah takes an oath by the winds that blow, and then Allah speaks about the unbelievers of Makkah who rejected the Quran in the year after, and the various bounties of Allah. It speaks about the righteous believers and the bounties that Allah had conferred upon them, and the proofs of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The surah then turns to relating the stories of the various Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and those that transgressed and rejected the Anbiya, how they were dealt with. Sayyidina Ibrahim, Sayyidina Lut, Sayyidina Musa, Sayyidina Salih, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. And relating and repeating these stories in the Quran, these serve as a consolation to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, as well as an admonition for those people who are willing to listen. The ones who have a small heart or lend an ear but do not listen, they do not take heed. And then the surah concludes by mentioning the sole objective behind the creation of man and jinn, and that is the recognition of Allah, worshipping Him, believing in His oneness, turning in devotion to Allah alone, and directing one's attention solely to Him through one's different acts of worship and gaining proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.